Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The interview heard around the world. Mike Max is joining us now with his thoughts about the Jerry Kill criticizing
PJ Fleck
on satellite radio.
Yeah. What do you make of this? I mean, are you a little disappointed that Dirty Laundry is getting aired in public?
No. I mean, I thought this was... I could see, not that I predicted this would happen on this day, but I think this has been gnawing at Jerry for some time now. And the thing that really gnaws at him is that he left a really good program in place. They didn't have to, you know, they won 9 games, and so they didn't have to rebuild anything. And and so when PJ took over, and he had PJ on his staff in Northern Illinois, right. I think the only thing is, you know, I think PJ Fleck's a pretty good football coach. He's got things going, I think, in a good direction. I think he understands his, he made some adjustments during the year, understands his staff, et cetera. I think he and others grew tired of hearing, you know, we got to change the culture. When they thought the culture was pretty damn good when they were there, and it wasn't. Academically, what Jerry and his staff had done was really, they had come into a really difficult situation, and they'd really turned that around, and even now, they're reaping the benefits of that. When they talk about GPA this, GPA that, well, a lot of that was Kill's foundation pieces and his student-athletes that are achieving those grades, and I think those two things have long gnawed at him. Not that the handing off of the baton, it was difficult enough for him the way he had to go out, and then, of course, Tracy Clays actually took over at the end, but I think that's the root of it, and more than anything is just, hey, if you want to take over the program, that's fine, but we had done some really good things before you got there. That culture didn't need a lot of changing.
I guess I'm surprised.
No, I get that.
Has it 2 years? 2 years already? Has it been down? After 2 years, it seems like this was festering.
It's like, let it go.
I think athletes and coaches in particular, I mean, have to learn to let things go. You have to learn to let go of the losses or the mistakes. I mean, those are good exercises that I think they do every day. It seemed like there was just so much bad blood, and it makes everyone look bad. You know, it makes certainly Coach Kill look bad that he was holding on to this, and it's just disappointing. It's not good for the program at the U.
Lots of stuff, though, that has been suppressed in this thing over the last couple of years, and I'm not going to share everything that I know about it.
Come on, Mike.
No way.
I mean, come on, Mike. No one else is here. It's just you and us.
But that's why I guess I'm probably not as surprised as others, you know, because I know some of the behind the scenes and some of the stuff when, you know, and this isn't to take a shot at PJ, because, you know, he's got to do it his way. He's got to do all those things. You know, he's got to do it the way that he thinks he's got to do it at the University of Minnesota. It's his, he's got the keys to the car now. But that's really when that never got corrected. When PJ came in and there was never really a, boy, did we inherited some really good players, so you never heard that. Or, boy, they've, you know, 9 wins, that's not, you know, probably, you know, more wins than any other coach that, you know, you could inherit to come into a program that won 9 games, probably the only place in the country you get that job. And so I knew about the people that felt disrespected at that time, and that never got healed. So that's why I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's obviously still a festering sore. I think where it crossed the line for me is Coach Kill bringing up the first wife and all of that. I mean, really? Do we have to go there?
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about sports. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the program. But do you have to get personal, I guess? That's where I did a triple take. It's like, really?
Yeah, and I, you know...
Hurt feelings, though. You
know,
I know
too much, but yeah.
And you don't have to justify this, Mike. That's not what we're asking. Yeah. It was just it's a crazy story. And by the way, we're going to be taking your calls on it coming up at 5:10. So if you want to jump in on this, feel free to give us a buzz.
Hot Stove Show is coming up at 6. And Rocco Baldelli, bench coach Derek Shelton, they kind of have a different pace to spring training this year. Players seem to be... getting with the program, right?
Well, what they're doing is they're making it, they have what they call stations down there, so you work at different stations and move on. And they want to make it shorter. It's just kind of a feeling that Baldelli has that you know, in baseball in general, there's always a lot of standing around. So what if we shorten it up and change the tempo of it? Can we get more out of a practice? So, you know, it's one of these that really hasn't been tested that much. So he's trying something different to keep guys engaged, keep mm-hmm. them moving, maybe shorter practices, sleep longer, don't have to be at the park as early, all these things. And so it's just one of his observations. He's a pretty cerebral guy. And it's one of his observations in baseball that he thinks that you could do that and change the pace.
Boy, but the weather's great down there in Florida. In fact, Kirk Cousins thinks the weather's great in Miami. And
yeah.
People are losing their minds about it. It doesn't mean Kirk is leaving Minnesota just because he likes their weather better, does it?
He's just chatting about the weather, right?
No, God. He's in Atlanta. You know, his in-laws live in Atlanta. I saw him at Super Bowl. Had a nice visit with him. He wants to get this thing right in the worst way, this Viking thing, because he thinks they're close tomorrow. Gary Kubiak will come in town, meet the media. He'll work closely with Kirk Cousins on that. But no, you know, I mean, that's the NFL. You know, when you're a quarterback in the NFL, first team quarterback, and you say anything, tweet anything, you know, he tried to give some stuff away on Twitter, I think it was last week, and he got ripped, you know?
You can't win.
He can't win. My opinion of Kirk Cousins is, he is a well-intentioned, good person trying to do the right thing.
Right.
Now, whether or not he'll be a good enough quarterback to get them where they want to go, I don't know. But in general, I think that he sees himself and tries to be a good leader and a good person.
You can't even post about the weather anymore.
Mike,
we know Hot Stove is at 6. What's coming up on your show? We have 20 seconds.
Oh, we got Jim Dutcher, Brian Lawton breaking down the Wild, all kinds of stuff.
You're the best.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mikey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.